the Rebbe related an Verbrengen. One of the Mesidis on the Alter Rebbe was that he sends money to Eretz Yisrael, which was under Turkish control. The Alter Rebbe actually sent big sums of money to Eretz HaKodesh to support the Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid, which went up there in Tavkuf Lamed Zayin. But the guy that received the Mesida took it to mean that the Alter Rebbe is supporting the Turkish government, because he wants to set up a kingdom and be a melech in Eretz Yisrael. Since a goy has no bechira, so when he says that the Alter Rebbe wants to take over Eretz Yisrael, there is basis for this l'mayla. The Alter Rebbe wanted to conquer Eretz Yisrael through Afatus HaMayonis of Teres Achsidus, as a preparation to the coming of Mashiach. He did so by sending money to the Talmidei HaBashem to the Hamagid, so they can learn Pnimiyus HaTeira. Then, Chassidus will rule Eretz Yisrael. Since the Alter Rebbe invested himself into his Teira, therefore, when there is a kingdom of Chassidus in Eretz Yisrael, this means that the Alter Rebbe is a melech in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Sota, why did Moshe Rabbeinu desire to go into Eretz Yisrael? Does he need to eat her fruit or enjoy her pleasures? Rather, Moshe said, many of the mitzvahs that Yidden were commanded cannot be fulfilled only in Eretz Yisrael. I'll enter Eretz Yisrael so that they can all be fulfilled through me. At a Yutas Kislev Habrengen in the year Tavshin Ches, the Fideke Rebbe said, the Alter Rebbe had Nesiris Nefesh for three things: for Hashem, through his Avodah in Kiddush Hashem, for Torah and Mitzvahs, and for Eretz Yisrael, by sending monies for the Chassidim which settled there. A Chassid of the Tzemach Tzedek wanted to travel to Eretz Yisrael. The Tzemach Tzedek told him, Reb Hillel Patacher is not lacking Eretz Yisrael, and you are lacking Eretz Yisrael. Machda Eretz Yisrael. The Me'idi, in the end of Masechta Ksubis, explains the words of the Gemara, Kishem she'asur lotzeis me'eretz Yisrael l'chutz la'aretz, kach asur lotzeis mi'bavel l'shar aratzeis. Just like it's asur to leave Eretz Yisrael and go to chutz la'aretz, so too it's asur to go from Bavel to other countries. Any place where Chachma and Yiras Chet are found has the same din like Eretz Yisrael. And since Babel falls into such a category, the Gemara continues to say, one who lives in Babel, it's like he lives in Eretz Yisrael. In the year Tafresh Chavdalid, Tisha B'Av fell out on a Thursday. The Hillel Patacher was in Nikolaev, and he fasted. After the fast, he felt that his days are counted. He requested that they should hire a wagon and immediately take him to Kherson. Since he was makpid not to travel on Erev Shabbos after Chatzos, he rushed the wagon driver, and they reached Kherson Friday before Chatzos. On Shabbos Kodesh, Yud Aleph Menachem Av, Reb Hillel was nostalgic, and he was buried in Kherson. The reason why he wanted to be in Kherson was because in that time the city was under Turkish control, and the Turks also controlled Eretz Yisrael. And since Chazal say that Eretz Yisrael is going to be spread to the whole world, he preferred to be buried in a place that is more shayach to Eretz Yisrael. Obviously, the Hillel made an environment of Eretz Yisrael wherever he was. Just at that time, he wanted a shayach to Eretz Yisrael to be connected with Gashmius also. Before his Histalkus, the Heilige Baal Shem Tov instructed that they should tell him about different places in Eretz Yisrael and their matters, in order to connect himself with Eretz Yisrael. And immediately after that, he was nostalgic. A story is told about a Chassid who went up from Poland to Eretz Yisrael and settled in Yerushalayim. He was not able to get used to the life conditions in Yerushalayim, and he decided to return to Poland. before he moved back, he went to receive a bracha from the Halakat Tzaddik of Simcha Punim of Varki, the son of the Halakat Tzaddik of Nachum Mendel of Varki, which lived in Yerushalayim at the time. When he explained to the Tzaddik the reason for his leaving, the Tzaddik gave a deep sigh, saying, "I have a lot of rachmanis in you. It seems like you didn't find favor in the eyes of Yerushalayim. Because if you would find favor in her eyes, then also Yerushalayim would find chen in your eyes." The words entered into the heart of the Chassid, and he retracted from his decision to leave Eretz Yisrael, and he remained in Yerushalayim. The Rebbe writes in a letter, "I hope that since you write in your letter, I made an aliyah to Eretz Yisrael over 10 years ago, that you are definitely putting in all your effort that it should be a true aliyah, meaning an elevation of the neshama through it coming closer to the goal of our aliyah, which is Hashem Yisbarach, who gives the Torah and mitzvahs, and He is Ein Seif and Bli Gvul. Through a lifestyle in accordance with His instruction in the Torah, Lashon Hara, one is elevated in the path that goes up to Him. Even the nations of the world call this land the Holy Land, because of the Beis HaMikdash and the Mekomos HaKadoshim and Halakha phenomena which took place in her. And holiness is as explained in Torah through living in her a life of Torah. Once, a chassid from the Slonim family came from his home in Eretz Yisrael to the Rebbe Marash in Lubavitch. The Rebbe asked about the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, and the chassid answered him. As he was talking, he said to the Rebbe, "I don't understand what it says in Svarim that in Eretz Yisrael live Yidden with high neshamas. I know the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael, and I didn't see among them high neshamas than the Yidden of Chutz Laretz." The Rebbe turned to him and said, "Do you understand who has a high neshama? Let me tell you a story that I heard from my father, the Tzemach Tzedek. And you'll learn to what extent the koyach of a simple Eretz Yisrael d'kiyid can reach. In a town near Yerushalayim lived a simple yid who didn't know how to learn. He didn't even know the meaning of the words in davening. Not only that, he didn't even know the seder of davening, what one is supposed to daven on a regular weekday and what not. He would come every week to the Shalayim to sell fruits and vegetables in the market, and from this he had panasa. Then he would go to one of the Rabbanim in the Shalayim, and the Rav would mark down what the davenings were for the coming week. He couldn't just write a general outline for the week because he would still get confused. He had to write down the davening for each day individually. Once, in the month of Cheshvan, he asked the Rav to give him the davening for a few weeks ahead. Since the ways are muddy, he's not going to be able to come to Yerushalayim for a few weeks. The Rav happily filled his request. The second week, he suddenly had to come to Yerushalayim. When he reached the city, he was shocked to see all the stores closed. He thought to himself, "Maybe I made a mistake in Cheshbon, and today is Shabbos." He waited with his donkey until he saw a yid walking with his talis and tefillin. He calmed down now that it was clear that it's not Shabbos. But he still wondered what is different today than any other day. He approached the yid he saw and asked him what is going on today. The yid told him that today was a tainus tzibur. The yid was surprised that the rav didn't mark down the fast day for this day. His heart filled with tzar that he was nichshel in two things. He ate on a fast day. He didn't daven the tefillah of a public fast day. He immediately left his donkey and wagon in the street and ran to the rav's house. There he was told that the Rav is in shul. He rushed to shul and ran over to the Rav crying, "Rebbe, what did you do to me?" The Rav did not understand his words, and he asked him, "What happened, my son?" The townsman explained his pain. The Rav calmed him down by explaining to him that this was not a regular set tinus, rather a fast decreed in Yerushalayim because of the lack of rain. The Yid didn't understand. "Why do you need to fast for this?" he wondered. The Rav explained that we are fasting and davening to Hashem to send us rain so that we don't have a hunger, Chas v'Shalom. The simple Yid responded, "For this you don't need a tinus. When I don't have rain on my field, I go outside and tell Hashem, 'Tata, I need rain.' And right away it starts raining." When the Rav heard his words, he said, "Go ahead, do that here." Immediately he went up into the shul courtyard and began crying, "Tata, how could it be that your children in Yerushalayim should chalila die from hunger? Don't you see they need rain?" Right away, Gishmei Bracha began pouring down. When the Rebbe concluded his story, he turned to the Chassid, the guest from Eretz Yisrael. "Nu, now do you understand that you have no idea who has a lofty neshama in Eretz Yisrael?" In this week's Parsha, Parshas Vaschanan, the Torah tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu's great desire to enter and see Eretz Yisrael. May we all go to Eretz Yisrael with the Geula Shlema through Mashiach Tzidkenu right now. Hatzlacha Rabba. The phone line will Amir Tashem be updated on Monday, Yud Gimel Menachem Av.